Welcome back to the half hour of Universal Awesomeness, a hilarious approach to spiritual shizzle and all things metaphysical. If you're wondering why you're here, perhaps you should be asking yourself, where is here, and why did you attract this into your life? For answers to these and even more bizarre questions, listen closely to your zany hosts, the spiritual ass-kicker Amy Scott Grant, and the whole being RN, Audrey Christie McLaughlin.
All right, so here's the deal. Actually, I have to say this was kind of funny. So Christie and I were talking for like 15 minutes, and then I look over and I'm like, wait, it's not recording. It stopped recording 10 minutes ago. And we went off on this like whole other random tangent about names and why she has two first names and I have two last names. And, you know, cliffhanger, I'm just going to leave that for another day because I think it's going to record because we weren't supposed to talk about that today. We have a much more pressing topic to engage in today. So that's where we'll focus on, and you'll just have to leave that unanswered question in your brain for a while longer. So today was probably going to push your buttons, but I know we're both super excited to talk about this because it's freaking everywhere, right? You can't turn on the TV, flip channels, get on Facebook or social media. You freaking can't even like walk into a group of people without hearing people talk about this election. It is just dominating conversations right now, right? And we're like just getting started as far as the election timeline goes, right? So this is like going to be a long ongoing conversation. But here's the problem, by the way. Christy and I are not going to be sharing any of our personal political views. So if you were like geared up to, you know, argue with us about why we're wrong, sorry, we'll just save that for another day. We're actually, what we want to talk to you about today is much more concerning. And that is the space, like what is happening energetically when we get sucked down into this conversation that is going on in a lot of the country about this election. So like I said, it's monopolizing the media, right? It's monopolizing news. It's everywhere. And which would be fine if it was an intelligent, coherent, honest, authentic conversation. But I'm sure you know that's not what's going on, right? Instead, everybody, mostly everyone that you're hearing from, whether it's the candidates, the media, or just people in your life and your social circles, if you really listen, you will hear a common thread of fear, right? And people, there's, you know, oh my God, if this candidate gets in, we're all screwed. No, you're wrong. This one's okay. But the other one, if the other one gets in, right? And what's the most common phrase you ever hear about elections anymore is people are trying to choose the lesser of two evils. More fear. Right? More stuff about control and what's going to happen and what will happen to us and what will happen to our country and what will happen to our international relationship, you know, relations if this happens or that happens or whatever. It's a very low, very dense, very icky energy. And our intention is that for the next 26 minutes, that we can lift you up out of that space. We can elevate you up so that you can get a higher perspective on what's really going on here. Christy?
And what really matters too, right? Yeah, everything you said about fear, I mean, it's just no matter which candidate you vote for or which candidate, you know, you're leaning towards, that candidate's job, whether they set out to do it intentionally or not, is to create enough fear that you'll vote their way. And the other candidate is trying to do the same thing for their people. And, you know, I'm sure that most of you are in the same boat, that there's not one candidate that embodies everything you stand for, right? I mean, there's not. And so when
not
you...
Not in this country, in this election anyway.
Right.
I don't know about other countries.
That's true, yeah. At least we're talking about the USA for me.
Yeah, we're talking about the circus in the United States here. We're currently talking about.
And I don't keep up with much politics in the U.S., much less abroad. But, you know, when you allow the opinions, when you put yourself in that bucket of allowing the opinions of someone else, be it your neighbor or the president of the United States, to their opinions to matter that much, to cause that much fear, you're allowing that opinion to dim your truth, to dim the light of your own truth. And your truth is different from my truth, and my truth's different from Amy's and my neighbor's and certainly any of the candidates, right? So there's a real, a real difference in that energy of living, spreading, being your truth, and allowing the energy around the elections and around all of the people who are maybe not as enlightened or are not ready to step up out of that low energy sludge that they're stuck in, to dim your light. And I just get this vision of this little light of mine. You know, it's like you're hiding it under a bushel. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Separation of church and state. You can't talk about that.
Oh, when I'm not saying it. How can I make it less churchy? But yeah, it's the same. I'm trying to give you
wait,
a
wait,
visual.
I have a sound effect for this.
Leave it to the Southern gal. That's come up a lot to bring up the church. No, but I do mean legitimately think of it as blowing your light or covering up, a flashlight where you're only letting little bits and pieces or maybe even one bit of piece of your truth shine through. And, you know, as we've discussed before, a lot of time, I mean, there's no need to pack your bags and run to Canada, no matter who wins the election, unless you just happen to really love Canada, which it's a beautiful country. Why wouldn't you? But
yeah.
There's not.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Sorry. I really
That's
love everything
terrible
about
Canada. Canadian. Hey, sorry. Hey.
Sorry. I really love everything about Canada. So it's hard for me to do any accent. I have like one friend locally that does Australian, that is from Australia. And so I can do his accent after we've been around each other for an hour or two. But the rest of them are really terrible. So Canada, my sincerest apologies.
I bet it sounds like Australia meets East Texas,
though. Right? Yeah, it does. It totally does. Everybody looks at me like, what?
Your cheese has slid off your cracker, mate.
Yeah. Just throw mate at the end of it. It's totally fine. And he says this, and I don't know if this is true of everyone, but he abbreviates everything. So,
oh, totally. Yeah.
Flip-flop.
They have nicknames for everything. Like, you know how we tend to have nicknames to make things shorter? No.
Yeah.
The length of the nickname has no bearing whatsoever in Australia.
Yeah. And they tend to end with IE, or at least what I've noticed. Sunglasses are sunnies. Breakfast is brekkie. Mm. You know, and yeah.
Presents are pressies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So perhaps that should be on somebody's running ticket. I would like America more if we could abbreviate stuff like that.
It sure would make those political speeches way more interesting to listen to.
Oh, they'd be cute, right?
Yeah. They'd be like, good day, mate. Vote for me. I'm not a dick.
Dicko. That was one. Sorry.
Not a dicko. That's not probably dicko. How election speeches go in Australia. I bet they have a really juicy word for politician, but I don't know what it is. It's probably nothing we could say out loud without blushing.
Very true. Oh, gosh.
It's hard to, first off, I get it, right? Because everybody's talking about it. So it's almost like you can't escape it. You know, like if you don't like the news, fine. You don't have to watch the news. You don't have to read the paper. No problem. But you almost can't freaking go in the grocery without somebody, you know, in line talking about the election. So it's hard to get away from. It's hard to escape this conversation. And because it's hard to escape it, it can be very easy to get sucked into it. And even if you're not actively engaging, I mean, it's hard, you know, when you listen to someone spouting idiotic stuff, it's hard not to want to jump in or at least have it preoccupy part of your thoughts, right? Like, wow, I can't believe people are so ignorant, you know?
Or but, maybe allow it to bring your vibration down for the rest of the day. So you leave that, you're right. Just so irritated that somebody is so ignorant or whatever, and so you allow that to embed itself in your consciousness for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that can definitely happen, especially, well, if you're familiar with human design, especially if you're a projector, right? Because you're just more sensitive to what other people are feeling. And man, some people are extremely engaged in the outcome of this election, even though it may, they may not work in politics, not have anything to do with it, anything like that. They're treating it like it's going to determine the next 4 to 8 years of their life, which, newsflash, it ain't.
To get the rest of this podcast, plus tips you can use right now today, and an entire archive of Clearing audios, join the club at clearingofthemonth.com.